Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. The high school softball season moving along, and we're visiting with the Rock Ridge senior Olivia Drish, a freshman, a state titleist. Her sophomore year, the Rockets finished third in state. Last year, COVID was the big winner, no softball season. And, of course, Rock Ridge ranked number one in the Illinois Coaches Association poll here in 2021. Olivia Drish's senior year. Can you believe it? It's your senior year. Time flies. And I guess just be a little bit reflective here playing softball at Rock Ridge. I know it's been a fun time, but it's been moving along quickly, too, I'm sure.
It has been very quick. It's been a blast. I'm really going to miss it, but I'm very glad that I get to go on and play softball and let my coaches know how much they help me and how much I'm going to improve my game for them.
Well, how disappointing was it last year? So crazy that the spring sports season got completely wiped out, and you know you didn't have a chance to go to state maybe 3 years in a row. So take us back to that junior year. How difficult was it not to get an IHSA season?
It was very disappointing. And, yeah, I think we could have made it to state all 4 years of my career. But my whole life, I've been playing travel ball. So when that happened to us, most of us played travel ball, and we still stuck with the game. But just missing, like, the Rock Ridge people and, like, my coaches, and the culture that we bring, the cheers and everything that we have, definitely was missed very much.
All right, so this year, you know, the Rockets get off to a strong start. You play a strong non-conference schedule. I know you've scored a couple of wins already over a very, very good Sterling program. I know you've beat Rock Island in the Western Big Six. I think you get a crack at Geneseo maybe later in the year. You beat a very good Riverdale pitcher twice. Tell us about the season so far for the Rockets.
Our team this year is very young, but that doesn't matter at all. And we bond very well. Like, our team is just very solid, and it doesn't matter where we put anyone. We have a bunch of people that can go in a bunch of the places. So it's just, like, it's just special to have a team that we don't really need to worry about.
Yeah, so if you can kind of explain, so how has your role changed from maybe your freshman year to your sophomore year, now to your senior year? Has it changed a little bit position-wise for you, batting order position for you? What's that been like?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. With batting order, at the beginning of the season, I was struggling a little bit, but I figured it out, and I'm back to where, like, I used to be. But in the field, I always played left side my whole life, and this year we didn't have a first baseman, so I'm tall. He stuck me out there for first, and I've been doing pretty well at it, but, like, the girls really help me. Like, they know that it's a new position for me, so they don't, I don't know, they just help me out with it. And I also pitch, and I didn't pitch my freshman year. I played third base my freshman year. So it really is, it's different, but I like it.
And just dealing with the lofty expectations, and I know that's really something that, you probably really dealt with since your freshman year at Rock Ridge, just because of the success the program has had. So everybody knows who the team to beat is in the area, and they've kind of known since you've been a freshman, really, your 4 years at Rock Ridge, that if you say, who's the team to beat in the area, people say, well, the Rockets. So what about dealing with those type of expectations and everybody wanting to beat the Rock Ridge Rockets every night that you go out there and play?
Yeah, we definitely do have a target on our back, but we really need to put that behind us and just go play our game. And it really doesn't matter. Like, if we lose a game, it's what we learn. We learn about ourselves during that game. So it's just to get us a step closer to state and make progress.
Yeah, and what about, you know, this year you get not only the season, the IHSA season, but they said, hey, you're going to get the full state tournament series as well. So you get the opportunity to play for a state title your senior year. How important was that for you?
Yeah, I was really excited that we got one. I would have been really bummed out if we didn't get one for softball. We also didn't get one for volleyball, which is kind of, like, weird because we were just playing for, like, nothing, like, not getting anywhere. But I'm really excited that we get one for softball because it's such a great experience going down to Peoria, and now it's at the Louisville Slugger Complex. But it's just a great experience that I want everyone to, like, know what it's about.
Yeah, and when you talk about your senior year, you're a volleyball kid, too, and even though you didn't get the state tournament series in volleyball, and I know it's a bummer because the Rockets had a pretty good year in volleyball, but, you know, you did win a conference title in volleyball, and I think you got a big win over Orion this year. So what about the volleyball season? The Rockets really put together a good run there.
Yeah, our senior group have always been, we've been playing together for a really long time, so we just worked really well together. And honestly, our whole lives we've been looking forward to our senior year and getting that, like, I don't know, maybe going to state. And it just sucked because we couldn't, but we still made the best of it, and we won a lot of our games this year.
All right, and you're going to continue on and play softball. Tell us about those plans.
Yeah, I'm going to Illinois Central in Peoria to play softball. And actually, we've already played on that field my freshman year going to, I think it was the Super Sectionals. And so I've already had experience there, and I just really love it. And I'm going into radiology. So it's kind of interesting.
All right, so as we wrap up, what is your, so you spoke a little bit about softball cheer. So what is your favorite softball cheer? Do you have one, and can you recite it to us on the air?
Ooh, I don't know. I like the one that they do when I'm up to bat. It's like, here we go, do-si-do, come on, Libby, let's go.
All right, that's good. We'll try to hear that many more times here this season. Well, Olivia Drish, a big part of the Rock Ridge softball success. Enjoy the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.